You're tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. We're flying kites today on Off the Hour. Joining us live in studio is Jason, founder, percussionist from the Community Vibe Collective.
Indeed. Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Steph.
Thank you for being here. It's been 6 years since Community started.
Indeed. Quick but long journey, actually. It feels like it hasn't been that long, but then when you look back, yeah, it definitely has been developing into something that is crucial in Montreal, you know, expression for musicians, expression for vocalists of many sorts, activists, artists of many different genres or fields, you know. So it's a blessing still.
Involving dozens and dozens of musicians from around the city. Every Tuesday, at this point, thousands of Montrealers have caught Community Vibe Collective at the Sablo Cafe.
Indeed, the show has become a bit of a legendary little gem in the city. Very humble, but definitely a very beautiful experience, and it's definitely been ever growing. A capacity-filled spot, cafe every week, and ongoing for 6 years nonstop, coming through all kinds of weathers and storms, and et cetera, and people just come through, and really, I think the most powerful thing is people feel uplifted afterwards, and I think that's really what it's about, you know, for everyone to feel that upliftment, you know.
And in talking to you about some of the discussions that revolved around the foundation of Community Vibe Collective in Montreal, you have talked, and others from the group have talked about the need for an independent music space, but also a space that would be welcoming and opening to voices of the diaspora. There's strong roots of Community within the Caribbean diaspora here in Montreal.
Indeed.
So talk about that confluence of issues and identity that really drove Community to form in its origins.
Well, I really believe that that is what it is. It was a lot of artists that were all coming from a bit different roots, not necessarily
global.
Yeah, global roots, you know, not necessarily Canadian roots, and obviously finding their situation, their place here, and how they adapt and what they have to put aside and what they have to uphold in order to remain who they are, in essence. So music is an expression of the soul. I do believe it goes hand in hand. And finding a space where we could come together, because there was no space, I think, for these particular voices to speak what they have to speak, freely, and not just what's commercially valid, or you know what I mean? So creating that space was necessary for voices of people that were either marginalized or just unheard, or never had the opportunity to even express themselves. And that whole experience helps people in many ways. For the inexperienced, it opens you up to yourself and to people who have been writing all this stuff but had no place to share it, find themselves with an audience that is actually willing. That's the beauty of it too. The audience is a symbiotic part. I mean, the people have really developed and come into the place willing to listen to what people have to say, you know, and their true voice and true creative music that they haven't heard before. So it's really beautiful, honestly.
So 6 years on, can you maybe compare for us the feeling in those first shows when you all gathered at Sablo Cafe, you know, those first kind of moments as compared to now? Like, what do you remember? What can you reflect on from that whole time? 6 years is not a weekend.
It's true. I mean, the thing about it is it's always different, but always the same. And in terms of the feeling as well, because of the aspect of people developing and getting better at their craft, and our communication just becoming more fluid, as well as there's a lot of newcomers that are coming in as well. So you always have that fresh kind of feeling that we always had at the beginning. So you never really lose it completely. It does modify, and the purpose has developed a bit more deeper, I think, as we went along and saw the vitalness and the effect. And, you know, so I think we're a little more minded and zoned on how important that space is, creating that space. But I mean, in terms of the first feeling, improvisation, I mean, I think I feel almost the same every time, because I mean, you have a little more confidence because of the communication that's been developed, but really and truly, you have to humble yourself and be willing to listen to others and respond accordingly. And no matter whatever is being said or played, you have to be willing to embellish it. So it's a mindset you have to get into that is almost like a child in a certain way, really humble and communicative.
That's Jason, the founder and percussionist of the Community Vibe Collective, a celebrated group of musicians, artists, dancers, artists from multiple disciplines that plays every Tuesday here in Montreal at the Sablo Cafe, and we're happy that Jason could join us today. You talked about humbleness, and we're approaching festival season in Montreal. And Community definitely has a bit of a different edge, let's say, than Festival de Jazz de Montréal. And perhaps on the outside, when people are looking into Montreal, these big festivals is what they see. but there's community projects going on like your own.
Indeed, indeed. And I mean, there's a lot of beautiful grassroots groups in the city, you know, and just so much talent. I think Community is a testament of that because, you know, people are coming from different groups and different musical backgrounds throughout the city and showing how creative they are and how they can work together. But honestly, that vibration that is there, we'd love to carry it out, you know what I mean, as much as we can. Mm-hmm. It's a healing method. It's a vibrational healing, and for us as well as the audience. And I think that that's what makes our shows, our performances so special, you know.
But despite your grassroots nature, at this point, thousands and thousands of Montrealers have been able to check you out.
Indeed, indeed.
Which is great.
It is great, actually. And Montreal, definitely, there's some serious music lovers in Montreal, like that understand the depths to where we're going and really try to appreciate. And we are really grateful, for real.
Back to something you said earlier, which was talking about, let's say, the cultural expression of voices marginalized in society. Despite the beautiful music, Community has also made space for the addressing of social issues, indeed, whether it's police violence, racism, immigration policy, war, huge subjects. But still, whether it's through the poetry or the alliances that you've made with social movements, there's always been this kind of confluence between the culture and the grassroots on a political sense.
Indeed. Well, like I say, music is culture, you know. Music is the expression of the soul, and how you express your soul is definitely through culture. So it all goes hand in hand. So for us, it's normal for us to be linked with different social groups or activists that are trying to look at things on a wider scale, you know, and to definitely associate ourselves with that, because you know, we all have a role to play, and the music is definitely, as is demonstrated, as you say, at our shows, whether it's through the poetry, the music is there as a vehicle to carry that message, you know, through vibration. And so we're definitely honored to be always in link with different activists. You know, music is beyond just partying and what the commercial road is. And this is definitely what Community is about. It's about expression, social exchange, real understanding, you know. Truth with a musical serum that can make everybody take the serum, so we can actually take the truth and get to some real discussions. You know,
we're just going to wrap it up pretty soon here,
sure.
But from your vantage point, given that it's been now 6 years of trying to maintain such a diverse network, obviously now more than ever people are coming out to the shows, there's excitement around the group, which is really great. But you have definitely a different model than the traditional group. Like even in terms of hip-hop, you would see like six musicians up on stage, the same six people at every concert for a group,
right.
But with Community it's always revolving, it's always changing, right? But it's so that's quite a different concept of musicality and keeping a group together. Has that been challenging?
Completely. I mean, it is every single day, you know. Sometimes you think, like, how can you bring it out? How can you export it to bring that message further, you know? Then you got to deal with, obviously, all of the ins and outs of today, which is financial movement and people's time. And you know what I mean? So all of this has to be put in consideration, which makes it very difficult, especially when you have, like, many, many musicians rotating, as opposed to, okay, let's see if we can get five people dedicated to do this, you know. So we take it, so far, how we've been doing it is project-oriented, you know.
Yeah.
And just take it one project at a time and try and rotate the projects, you know, as we do the weekly. So, so far it's working, but you know, it's a grassroots thing, which means, you know, things come up, things evolve. You have to work with the roots that are growing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, shift and how you're working and whatnot. So that's all part of it. So it is challenging,
yeah.
but it's really yeah. beautiful, you know? And, I think, yeah. growing together is the way to do it, you know? So, you hold on, you learn, you take your nudges, and you just know that the underlining thing is that it's crucial and important. And so that's really the driver to keep everything together, you know.
Celebrating 6 years of the Community Vibe Collective, we're in studio with Jason, founder, percussionist. So you play every Tuesday and now every Sunday.
Yes, every Sunday at Le Diaisons. We have a jazz collective, members from the collective who were more into the jazz side wanted to start a different night. We took it on that way. It's still a lot. You'll recognize a lot of community, but it's all more in a jazz context, and it's quite beautiful.
Well, thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Stefan, for having us.
Community Vibe Collective tonight at Sablo Cafe, 50 Saint-Zotique East.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday, live organic improvisation. Tonight, community will be given a bit of focus to the case of Abdulrazik Abu Sufyan, the Sudanese-Canadian, barred from returning to the country by the conservative government, stuck in Khartoum, Sudan's capital. Community's online, www.community.com. This is Off the Hour here on CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT's flagship news program. We join you every weekday, 5 to 6 p.m. We're online, www.ckut.ca. We're going to go now to a track from the Community Vibe Collective.
USA at attack. You better watch your back. Crick, crack. La France at attack. You better watch your back. Crick, crack. L'Angleterre at attack. You better guard your back. Crick, crack. Pire en pire at attack. You better watch your back. Alors j'attaque en solidarité avec Afghanistan, Irak, Haïti, Palestine, Cuba et tous les réfugiés à Guantanamo Bay et tous les prisonniers. C'est cri cri crac, USA à la table. Cric, cric, crac, la France à l'attaque. Cric, cric, crac, l'Angleterre à l'attaque. Le pire empire à l'attaque. You better watch your back.